Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem Media stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America and some of America's great stations, as well as across the Caribbean and streaming live online and on the satellite, broadcasting all around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to all those working and keeping America rolling along, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitorial, maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working the rigs, keeping America's oil rolling along. A big thank you for what you're doing. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Just like the page and then jump into the chat room and converse with us, just like LJ and Kyle and Wally and Richard and Al and Joe and Mark and Amanda and Sam the Paperman and Lynn and 57 other people are doing right now. Now, you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And let's go over here to the telephone line and pick up Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
For the second time, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, prosecutors are filing a rarely used charge against a Black Lives Matter protester facing now 5 years in prison. And it comes under the RICO Act, which we've been waiting and wondering how long it would take for this to happen. And here we go. This is test case number one.
Well, what I understand is that they are taking a look at what this particular person did. They evidently took a document away from a police officer, a document that was clearly marked that it was not for dissemination, and then evidently displayed it on television and discussed it, which is a violation of Iowa code, we understand, and yes, could be facing up to 5 years in prison, unauthorized dissemination of intelligence data, I think they're calling it.
Yep, it's a felony.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And, of course, we also need to mention that the president has said he's going to prod states to get the schools open again in the fall. And, again, Betsy DeVos, the educational secretary, in the weeks ahead, educators and government officials at the state and local level are going to be making important decisions about when it's safely able to reopen. Now, the $13 billion President's CARES Act, which is dedicated to helping schools navigate the extraordinary challenges presented by the coronavirus pandemic. That's money is there. Dr. Deborah Birx, Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, and the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, they're all on a panel that are advising the school administrators and teachers and parents and whatnot across the country what can and can't be done and what they would advise. And the best thing is keeping kids boarded up and hoarded up at home and handing them a computer is not the same thing as trying to teach them something.
Well, no, Captain. In fact, I've heard from parents, I've heard from others, they are very concerned about, especially their younger kids, not being able to have any kind of socialization, and they start to kind of really feel the distance between themselves and their friends. And I know we're trying to keep everybody safe. I get that, but psychologically there's been a huge impact on the nation's kids, the young kids and the older kids, even in high school. You know, you got a lot of kids that have missed their high school graduation, obviously as a result of the pandemic. But I think one of the things that's really going to drive what may happen in the fall for K through 12, let's say, is going to be teachers' unions and whether or not the teachers themselves are going to feel comfortable coming back into the classroom, whether it's an abbreviated school day, 2 days on, you know, 3 days off, who knows, but it's still all very fluid right now.
Yeah, and one other thing here about all of this is that the president now is finalizing the withdrawal of the United States from the World Health Organization. They've been absolutely worthless to us. They've not helped us at all. They've hurt us.
Well, exactly right. I mean, it's a disaster between the World Health Organization, between China itself not reporting things to the World Health Organization, and sort of this weird relationship that those two entities have with one another. It's very strange. And so the president is voting with America's feet at this point. It's supposed to be next year, I believe, next July, 2021.
Yeah.
So things could change between then and now, obviously, but it sends a strong message.
Now, I'm going to be, as we go to break here, I'm going to let everybody hear again what we played in the first hour. This is former Vice President Joe Biden talking about something that I don't think he knows what he's talking about, and we're still trying to figure it out.
This pandemic. The pandemic is that the president has no intercourse whatsoever with the rest of the world. I'm dealing with these things. We led, like Barack Obama led in the in the pandemic that occurred when we were in office. It was kept in Africa. We organized the world. We put things together.
Okay, you can make your own opinion there with that one, but I'm telling you, Joe Biden has lost it.
The pandemic is that the president has no intercourse whatsoever.
With the pandemic. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Folks, you couldn't make that up if you tried. Yep, vote Biden. He's lost his mind. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And that I'm going to do. And you know, this portion of the program right now is being brought to you by BoomerNaturals.com. And right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never seen before or have gone through. One of the big changes now is having to wear a face cover wherever you go. And many of you are having to do that. And by the way, the Congress yesterday started the initial stages of passing mandatory federal rules and regulations about wearing a face cover anywhere and everywhere. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Now, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. And they're now in stock and ready to ship to you fast. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable, and about 30 cents a day is what they cost. And one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer, which is enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And I'll tell you what, this one is really comfortable, the ones that I've been wearing from Boomer Naturals. Now, Boomer will also donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. All you got to do is go over to BoomerNaturals.com and order from the website. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code CAPTAIN20, BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers and wellness products, too. They got a lot of stuff over there. Go on over there and check out what they've got. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone with all the things that are going on, God forbid, in our country, Ms. Maxwell's offer, Mr. Epstein's partner in crime, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Has a new lawyer. And he is trying to push her to turning on Epstein's circle and spilling the beans.
Well, yes, very much so, I'm sure. And she's been transferred now to, I think, a place in New York.
Brooklyn, New York, the Women's Detention Center.
That's right. It's from news reports I've seen, Captain, it's described as a quote-unquote hellhole. That's the term that's used for it, I guess. This is very, very important because, obviously, now she's on suicide watch as well, and also having to go through a 14-day COVID-19 quarantine type of a thing. But you're right. I think she's being encouraged to try to get some of this story out there right now. Obviously, they believe that's best for their client at this point. But so many people want to know what's happened. But at the same time, there are a lot of people, perhaps some powerful people, who don't want what's happened at the Epstein's place in New York or the island to ever come to see the light of day. And of course, now there's the speculation that there could be so-called, you know, videotapes or video files of these kinds of things of some pretty prominent people. So we'll continue to find out more.
Yeah, and FBI, Christopher Wray, yesterday said Chinese theft from the United States is amongst the largest transfers of wealth in history.
That's right, and I think a lot of the investigations that are on right now have to do with counterintelligence cases that are related to China. So this is a big deal, and as we go through this election, I believe now it's 118 days, if I'm correct. The American people are being distracted by many different things right now. But one of the things that absolutely has to be addressed is this kind of thing: theft of intellectual property and other issues having to do not only with China but also, of course, with Putin's Russia and other geopolitical issues. And if we're solely focused on certain things, we're not going to see the big picture of what's happening to our country on planet Earth. These are big things.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook had a meeting with a whole bunch of civil rights groups, and he was hung out to dry by those people.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be interesting to sort of see what the future of Facebook kind of looks like with all of the different things that are coming against it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely took him to task and went right after him and Facebook, too. So we'll see where they go. Now, Joe Biden and the DNC are trying to sink their operation to avoid a 2016 pitfall. I don't know how they're going to do that, but obviously he's trying not to make the mistakes that Hillary did. And by the way, there's some news about Hillary. Have you heard it?
What's that?
There is still a unique possibility that they may bring her out of retirement because she would love to be sitting there a heartbeat away from the presidency as the vice president if Joe Biden got elected. And there's even one rumor that goes further that says that Joe Biden might have to retire because of his health about a year in or maybe 2 years in, and the vice president would become president at that time, which they would fill out the term of the president and then be able to run two more terms. That would be one Hillary Clinton.
That's exactly right. So you could get 10 or more years of Hillary Clinton or of whomever Vice President Biden's running mate might be. And so it's quite interesting because this is becoming more and more the norm in how we're analyzing collectively what Biden or what the Democrats are really doing with Joe Biden. It's not like they're saying Biden is the leader, Biden, we need Biden, you know, these kinds of things. They're just saying Biden's not Trump, so if we can position somebody to be his vice president, no matter who that is at this point, then the collective analysis seems to be, well, then that person would quickly in short order become the president. And so that's, I guess, a strategy on their part, but it doesn't really give people something to vote for. It's not really about accomplishing something. It seems to be about getting power.
Now, we're starting to hear some really strange amounts of money being thrown about for the next round of stimulus checks that may or may not be out sometime around Labor Day. We don't know if that's going to happen yet. But economists are calling for more stimulus checks to help fix the economy. And $1,200 is what we're being told is not going to be in the mix again. We're hearing $2,000. We're hearing $2,500. We're hearing $3,000 one time to households, same people who got the checks before, to try to get people to just go out and buy something.
Yeah, try to stimulate the economy, but at the same time, though, a lot of people have hunkered down. They have not been able to pay their mortgage or pay their rent.
No.
Or they paid those, but they're super far behind on other stuff.
Yep.
And so it's a hole that's being dug. And so, yeah, I would think that I'm not surprised at the higher numbers, only because, and as we see other shutdowns, whether federal, government enforced, or voluntary in some way, and rises in cases and people not wanting to go out anyway, this is just a recipe for total disaster. So, yeah, they're going to do something, and it's going to have to be bigger than before.
Have you heard the terminology, don't mess with Texas?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Well, a group of Texas sheriffs has said they will not enforce the governor's mandatory coronavirus face mask rule.
Well, that's right. It's a different place in Texas sometimes, a little different attitude, a different perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
And our commanding officer of CENTCOM here right in my backyard of Tampa, right across the bay from where I'm sitting, I can almost see the planes take off and land at night over there, right across the bay, General Frank McKenzie, USMC, has said that he's skeptical that bounties were ever paid and that ever they led to the troops' deaths. He's very skeptical of that.
Well, you know, Captain, this is one of those things where, you know, this is thrown out there. It's picked up, it's run with by some in the media, and it sort of takes on a life of its own. And then the Democrats want to get a hold of that in the House and want to have hearings and so forth, and we're right back where we started with the Russia story kind of a thing. And it's, again, it's even a Russia story. It's Russia gave the bounties to kill the soldiers and so forth. And then we have to spend a lot of money, do a lot of investigating in order to find out much later on down the line that there's really nothing to it, or if it wasn't something that was, they could do anything about per se or these kinds of things. Or we'll find out it went back into the Obama administration, which is another thing I've heard about this.
Yeah, and we'll finish with this one. A U.N. expert came out and said that he deemed the U.S. drone strike on Iran's General Soleimani was an unlawful killing. How about that one?
Well, he's saying there wasn't enough information given about it, but I don't think the U.S. has been always wanting to give out all the information it has about something.
I wouldn't. Tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
There you go. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's not going to take us to break. So we'll go to break and we'll come right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Americans that the Chinese government's theft of American information is taking place on such a large scale, suspected incidents make up more than half of his bureau's counterintelligence cases.
There's no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to America's innovation, to our economic security, and to our democratic ideas than China does. Just to give you some context for that, the FBI has over 2,000 active investigations that trace back to the government of China.
Speaking at an event hosted by the Hudson Institute in D.C., Ray said that Chinese thefts amount to the largest transfer of wealth in human history and that Americans are the victims. He said if you're an American adult, it's most likely that China has stolen your personal data. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at when we come back. But in the meantime, if you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech in a job that's going to keep you busy and make you a lot of money, listen up.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now we have both Joe Browning from the National Aviation Academy that comes on the radio show every other week, twice a month, and he tells you all about what's going on. Now, we heard that we did have a couple of people that I had run into down at Mixon Farms last week, and they said that they were going to be attending the class that started July the 1st up at Clearwater, because they have two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which happens to be a suburb of Boston. And the second one is in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, keep in mind that you can go to daytime classes, nighttime classes here in Clearwater, daytime classes only up in Concord, Mass. But the result, the end result is the same. You become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, you will absolutely positively have a job that's going to be the best job you've ever had and the best one you ever will, because you're going to be in demand. You're going to be in big demand. And if you're lucky enough to get a job, say, overseas, you'll make a six-figure salary right off the bat. But otherwise, you're going to start here in the States making around $60,000 a year for a straight 40-hour week. Lots of overtime available. You'll be able to make a lot more money than that. And if you want a good, high-paying job with great benefits and a tremendous future, then please check out the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities by calling 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you want to take the tour. Now, two U.S. aircraft carriers are operating in the South China Sea. An Air Force B-52 also joined them, as tensions between Beijing and Washington continue to simmer regarding who owns the South China Sea. Now, the U.S. aircraft carriers Nimitz and Ronald Reagan conducted a rare dual carrier operation. Now, China has increasingly sought to cast the South China Sea as its maritime domain. However, the U.S. Navy has been responding by sailing vessels through those waters to reinforce the fact that they are indeed international. So that's where we're at with all of this right now, a little he said, she said sort of thing going on back and forth. Now, Turkey is deploying numerous air defense systems in Syria and Libya. Now, what do you suppose they're doing that for? What possibly could they be deploying surface-to-air SAM missile sites in Syria and Libya for? Well, Israel, maybe, flying over the friendly skies, or maybe the United States flying over the friendly skies. We'll see. To be determined later. Also, the Pentagon has drafted a policy being circulated by Pentagon leaders that would ban the display of the Confederate flag in Defense Department workplaces and public areas by service members and civilian personnel alike. We'll see how that gets reacted to. Nearly 90 lawmakers also are pushing for the acting Defense Department Inspector General Sean O'Donnell to be given an independent probe in the Army's handling of the disappearance and now alleged murder of that Fort Hood, Texas soldier, Specialist Vanessa Gillen. What a shame. What a shame that was. And the U.S. envoy to South Korea arrived in South Korea in an effort to renew stalled nuclear talks in North Korea, hours after it issued a statement saying it has no intention of sitting down with the United States and told South Korea to stop their meddling in their affairs. Well, we'll see where that goes. In the meantime, Thomas Harker, the current U.S. Navy comptroller, has been named the acting comptroller for the entire Pentagon. And I'm not sure if he has to be confirmed or whatnot, but it's a temporary position at the moment. And black cadets at the United States Military Academy at West Point said they were subjected to racially charged harassment and weren't taken seriously when they reported it to authorities at the renowned institution, the United States Army, West Point, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Now, we have to tell you that the United States, always striving to be the best of whatever they do militarily, is doing a lot of research and a lot of development lately on things that go boom in the dark. And one of the things that they've been looking at, and of course this is, it's not a secret, it's not anything at all like that, but one of the things they've been looking at that may in fact be on not only some of the naval vessels now, but also perhaps some of the Army units, the Strikers I'm being told, is the laser. Now that laser has a couple of different uses. Obviously it can take a target out of the sky, or it can jam the heck out of something to the point to where whatever it is that you're trying to communicate with or do, you won't be able to do with the vessel or the truck or the unit that you're traveling in. So we're waiting to hear the results about that and how that will play into the grand scheme of things here in the future military efforts around the world. Now, Beijing came out this week and said that they are ready to counter the U.S. as both navies are holding drills in the South China Sea. Now, China has accused the United States of having ulterior motives in sending two aircraft strike carrier groups into the area, while the state media reported that Beijing stands ready to counter the challenge posed by Washington, D.C., whatever that means. And the German government has paid more than $1 billion over the past decade to cover costs related to the stationing of U.S. troops in Germany, according to the finance minister in Berlin. This counters some of the discussion where Germany has not been paying anything or paying their fair share. $1 billion is a lot of money. It's probably not what they owe us, but it's also not zero. So what to do now, I guess, is the question. And South Korea has been angered by the U.S. troops firing fireworks and brawling on the streets during the 4th of July. Americans living in South Korea celebrated the U.S. Independence Day by lighting fireworks on public sidewalks and beaches and prompting local authorities to shut down the groups, because I guess they just don't do that sort of thing over there. Hard to say. And Eric is chiming in saying the military also uses lasers for long-distance standoff detection to attempt to direct explosive materials and residue. Left no vehicles and other objects to help prevent IEDs. Yeah, they do, Eric. You're right in that respect. Also, the anti-ISIS coalition says that the Iraqi security forces are now effective and we will be reducing our personnel, shifting to mission focus in Iraq when it comes to that. Okay. Coming up with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, going to take a look at the weather, see what's going on. Denise Simon is right around the corner. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she is listening to us right now as they get ready to go out there and clean out the stables, because that's what they do early in the morning. Donna and her husband Don operate a ranch called D&D Ranch right there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 AM, WLBB, and just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, where we give you guys and gals a big hoo-ah out there in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, and let's get started, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your truckers' favorites, the number one truck stops out there in the country, Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers, and here we go. Ooh.
never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass in some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and blue. Domestic group. If you want to know where I've been, just look at my hand. Yeah, I'm driven by the White House, spent some time in jail. Mama cried, but she still wouldn't pay my bill. I ain't been no angel, but even God, he understands. Yeah. Oh, my hair's turning white. It's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Yes, you could say we've always been red, white, and blue.
That's a little Leonard Skinner. It's called Red, White, and Blue. Yep, it's kind of been a patriotic night with what we played first time around. And that one there, too, does it, because it's about time we start thinking about America and what America's all about, because we've got these people out there in the streets, and they do not represent America. They represent a small portion, 2% trying to tell the 98% what to do. Ain't happening on my watch. Thank you very much. All right, severe thunderstorms producing severe wind, hail, and localized flash flooding are expected from the northern and central plains into the upper Midwest. Excessive rainfall is going to produce flash flooding today in portions of the southeast, the middle Atlantic, and the northeast. Now, much of the southwest and southern California will be hot and dry with excessive heat watches in effect. Now, if you're in, the deserts, the high deserts, Barstow East and Ontario out east and Calexico out east, all the way across Arizona, up into Las Vegas, Nevada. Temperatures today could be as high as 118 degrees in all of those areas I just mentioned. Now, that would be I-40, that would be I-10, and that would be I-8 east of the Pacific Quadrant, if you will. So there you go. Now, up in Kingman, Arizona, you're going to have some high heat and dry fire weather advisories there in that area. A lot of Utah, again, is under a fire threat advisory. Everything, it looks like, in Colorado, west of I-25, same scenario. You got some unsettled conditions in New Mexico tonight. Keep your eyes on the weather there. Fire weather threat in the central part of Wyoming. Some windy conditions also in the northeastern corner of Wyoming. Now, we do have a big line of severe thunderstorms and flash flood watches and warnings that is moving into Minnesota right now towards the Twin Cities. So those of you up there in the Twin Cities going west into North Dakota, you're going to be running into some big thunder boomers out there. But in the meantime, that weather is coming in your direction, and be advised. And it's all the way from the Canadian border on down to Fargo, North Dakota. So moving straight east right now across the northern part of the U.S. I-94. You've also got some heat advisories in the southern half of Minnesota tonight, and the western third of Wisconsin, and the eastern third of Iowa, the northwestern corner of Illinois. Some heat advisories there. You've got some poor air quality conditions around Chicago, Detroit high heat advisory and poor air quality there. Also in upstate New York, you've got a heat advisory again tonight from Binghamton and Elmira today, all the way across to Lake Ontario, from Buffalo to Utica, and then straight north up towards Watertown and up along the St. Lawrence Seaway. Temperatures up there are going to be in the 90s. Heat factors could be in the hundreds up in there, too. Same thing for New Hampshire, southeastern New Hampshire, and northwestern Vermont. Be advised of that. And we've got some advisories, high heat advisories down in South Texas in the valley down there as well. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, the largest truck stop chain in the United States. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on during the third watch, so make sure you do that. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, not bad.
The FDA has once again been asked by the Trump administration to reinstate the emergency use of hydroxychloroquine.
Yay!
What do you think?
Well, my question is still out there. If Trump was using it as prescribed by the White House doctor,
mm-hmm.
as a prophylactic...
Yeah.
Then maybe we should consider doing that for the rest of the people that their doctors would be so inclined to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But that's just deep.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a great basis on which to say that, because we've got more information coming out of some more doctors. And again, there's a doctor now in Texas who came out. His name is Dr. Scott Atlas, and he was the former chief of neurology at Stanford University Medical Center. And he was talking about the death rates not going up being a key factor in the fact that the people may be testing positive, but they're not dying. And therefore, it means we are developing a herd immunity, number one. And number two, the people that are coming down with it are younger now.
Yeah, and I think what has really happened here is the younger generation has had their limit of, you know, lockdowns and self-quarantine and all the other kind of stuff. And
yep.
they're going, we're not doing this anymore.
Yep.
We'll take the risk.
Yep.
And some are doing it the right way, and others are not. They're being a lot more careless. So we have what we have. Now, I would ask this question, however, because South Florida in the Miami area seems to have a fairly sizable spike. I would ask, since Miami has become the capital now, the north capital of Latin America,
mm-hmm.
How many people from Latin America have traveled to that area, and that is where some of this is necessarily coming from? Because mm-hmm. if you look at Brazil, Bolsonaro has now tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil's had a terrible time with it. So I'm just putting that question out there. So I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's all good, and we got a break coming here, and after the break, we're going to come back. And, folks, we're going to tell you about a little something going on there with the Maxwell woman and what her new lawyer has put out there. I don't know what he's trying to do, but I certainly hope they got a good eye on her and taking good care of her, because if she does what this lawyer is suggesting, I'm telling you, they're going to try to get her. They really are. The bad guys are going to go after her. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.